This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of death. How do I think about my inevitable departure, my death, and prepare for it? An atheist became a Muslim when he saw how Muslims were talking about death with certainty of what they are to face in the next phase, in the next part of the soul's journey. He said his anxiety and his fear about not knowing for sure what he would face after he died scared him every day. And he didn't think that it would make sense that God would create life and death and then not inform us about what was to come. And as he spoke to some Muslim students about Islam and he read the translation of the Quran and some commentaries on that translation as well, he spoke to a few Muslim scholars and eventually he became Muslim. The wisest of people, who are they? How many degrees do they have? What is their position in society? The wisest of people are those who reflect on death and prepare for what comes after, as the Prophet ﷺ informs us. If someone told you a hurricane was guaranteed to hit your house, guaranteed 100%, your house on the coast, in just a few hours a hurricane was coming, would it make sense for you to ignore them because the thought of the hurricane frightens you? Or do you follow the map that they provide? You get in the vehicle that you have, or escape to shelter, safety, and salvation? Death is all around us, and it is a sign for us to be prepared for it. And yes, it makes us uncomfortable because we are so attached to the only world that we remember experiencing thus far in these bodies, this life. When you become attached to something, bidding farewell to it becomes more difficult. When you become attached to something, bidding farewell to it becomes more difficult. The believers know that this life is a temporary test, and it is short and it is fast. Death is around the corner, and actually we can say death is right there. And a day will come in which none of us who are alive today in this world will be alive at that time. And the reality is we will have moved on to a greater place, a lasting place, an eternal place. We will have moved on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our afterlife. Therefore, the highest level of wisdom is to reflect on the inevitable departure, to be hopeful in Allah's mercy by working for it day and night, and to bid farewell to the attachments of this world while taking care of your commitments and your relationships. The one who dies in a good state celebrates eternally. May Allah grant us that. The one who dies in a good state celebrates also immediately. And the one who runs away from the thought of death and they stay distracted with worldly desires, they stay attached to worldly desires because they're so uncomfortable with the reality of death. They're chasing after temporary things. They're chasing after worldly, limited ambition, superficial matters. That person will find himself or herself regretful at the moment of death. May Allah protect us from that. There are many questions we can ask to help us make the right choice when it comes to the story of death, and in particular the story of your death, your departure from this world. First question is, what did you leave behind? Number two, what have you sent ahead of good deeds? Because all you can take to the afterlife, to your afterlife, are your deeds. Number three, what do you need to change today in order to celebrate more tomorrow? What do you need to change today so that you have less regrets tomorrow or no regrets tomorrow, inshallah? And finally, number four, is it not time? Is it not time for us to change? Is it not time for us to take heed? Is it not time for us to accept these reminders and to move forward and prepare for our afterlife and our meeting with Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom in our lives and the ability to die in a righteous way, a righteous life and a righteous death and resurrection with a righteous gathering. Allahumma ameen.